Look at you.
You certainly are.
On your way to being a lawyer.
Do you need money? Because I don't have any. I just bought a Slurpee with my Discover card.
I was just thinking how proud I am of you.
Aw.
And what I could have done in my life if it weren't for my ADD.
There it is.
No, I mean it. I could have been a doctor or a lawyer. Or a doctor lawyer. Oh. A doctor just for lawyers. Without borders.
Hey.
Hey. How was your night?
Fantastic. If only March Madness were all year round.
Then it would just be madness.
Every basketball fan in town called in sick to work and guzzled beer in my bar. God bless them all.
Yay, alcohol.
You should start your next share with that.
Yeah, I started my first share with that.
Thank God for Tammy. She's not the best waitress, but she also doubles as a bouncer. She threw one guy out tonight, and he literally bounced.
Yo, Gus, how are the tips?
Gus made $85. Tammy made five times that.
Seriously?
Yeah. Hey, you want to pick up some shifts this weekend? I could use the help.
Yay, alcohol!
Look at you.
What?
Running a successful bar. I'm so proud.
Wait for it.
Just think of the successful business I could have run if it weren't for my ADD. Wow.
Well, you do bring it up a lot, honey.
And then do nothing about it.
Because I have ADD.
There are therapists who deal with this stuff for free. Wendy gave you that guy's number.
Oh, so now I'm taking advice from Wendy? I should wear orange Crocs and giant underwear?
I'm just saying, I realized I had a gambling problem. I did something about it.
Ooh, cornered.
So you guys are just gonna gang up on me until I go see someone?
Seems like that's what's happening.
Fine, I'll go to a therapist. You happy?
For the first time in 7 years, I might jump up and down.
I'm walking into the right fancy house. If not, I'm taking this weird little tree. Hello? Therapist? Please press button and have a seat.
See you next week.
That's the universe telling me to run.
Bonnie Plunkett?
Whatever you just said to that guy, don't say it to me.
He was crying when he got here. I'm Trevor Wells. Why don't you come on in?
Not so fast. Wendy said this is free. You're not going to get me in there and then sell me a bunch of vitamins.
It really is free. Also, I don't believe in vitamins. And it's not just because I have a reluctant swallow reflex.
Did you make that up?
No, it's a real thing. We have a very supportive online community.
I have no choice but to believe you because I didn't have time to hack your Wi-Fi.
Well, you're welcome to try. I'll give you $1,000 if you guess my password.
Trevor had shrink 123.
That's alarmingly close.
Two IPAs, one Hefeweizen, three shots of silver tequila, and an iced tea.
And I need a beer.
What kind?
I don't know, cold?
Tammy, the trick to doing this well is to take as many orders as you can so you don't waste a trip back to the bar.
One is as many as I can.
I'm so glad you're here. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
No, thank you. I am making stripper-level tips, and the only thing showing is my elbows.
Yeah, hey, two light beers and a bourbon on
one the at a time. I'm not a computer.
Okay, iced tea for Mike and shots and beers for Mike's entourage.
Entourage. I like that. That doesn't mean I'm paying. Oh!
What happened?
That's the sound of people winning money.
On what? The game isn't over yet.
We all bet on Virginia to make the next three-pointer, and they just hit it.
Huh, no kidding. Which one of you guys is a bookie?
None of us. No, we use an app where you can bet on stuff during the game. Three-pointers, turnovers, which coach wears a toupee.
So, theoretically, you can do this on your phone in a dark closet with no one watching?
Can and have.
We live in an age of miracles. Ooh, you can bet on cricket?
So you went to Australia, huh? If you throw this thing, does it really come back?
Why don't you give it a try?
Oh, no, 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 no. You please, sit back down.
So I guess you're gonna leave it up to me. Okay, if I didn't have ADD, I could have done your job. I could have helped people. Go ahead, give me a problem. How's your marriage?
We're not here to talk about that.
Ooh, I was just guessing, but G3 sunk your battleship. How's that make you feel?
Bonnie, I've treated a number of adults with ADD. In my experience, there can be a tremendous amount of shame and embarrassment attached to it.
Yeah. It's a burden. I mean, I keep asking myself what kind of mother I could have been, what kind of partner I could have been. Is this suede?
You know, I was going to test you for ADD, but I think we can skip that. The important thing to remember is that it's not your fault.
Say more about that.
Well, it's a neurological condition, and there are a variety of ways to treat it. For instance, there's medication.
No can do. I'm sober.
I see some sober patients, and there are certain medications that people in recovery can use.
This is the exact opposite of what I used to yell at doctors, but do not give me pills. If you tell me to take one, I will take 120.
Let's move on. There's cognitive behavioral therapy.
Sexy name.
It's a long-term process of restructuring how you think about things so it changes your behavior.
Oh, yeah, you lost me at long process. What do you got that's quick?
Biofeedback has been proven effective in a shorter time frame.
What's that?
We wire your brain to a computer.
Nope, I saw the Matrix. That's how they get you.
Do you believe that people are trying to get you?
You're either predator or prey, Trev.
Would you mind sitting back down?
I didn't even know I was up. That is just crazy. What about horses? Any therapy horses?
You think if I had horses, I wouldn't lead with that?
So no horses. That really should go on your Yelp page.
I'm sensing some resistance to treating your ADD.
Is that what you're sensing?
Okay. I have seen some patients that actually become attached to their ADD because they feel like it gives them less responsibility for how their lives have turned out.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You're saying I like having this curse?
Well, I said it much more eloquently, but yes.
Well, your lousy marriage has obviously got you off your game. Good day, sir. Best thing about this place is this button. Session is over. Or is it? It is!
What a nut!
drinking so much and they all want different things.
Tammy, breathe.
Oh, it's bad. We're never getting out from under this.
Hey, remember your training.
I've had no training.
Hey, I'm packed up here, too. Where the hell's Christy?
Oh, she's over there with the guy who ordered either the bourbon or a pizza. I don't know.
We don't sell pizza.
And I'm just learning this now. I've made pepperoni promises.
Charm.
Oh, Kentucky is shooting free throws. Christy, is he going to make both?
He's a freshman. It's a big moment. I'm going with no.
Oh, here we go. Oh, sinks the first one.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's not okay. I bet $300. Sorry, I spoke sternly.
You were under a lot of pressure, Mike. Oh, no, stop. I can't take this. I can't gamble.
Oh, this isn't gambling. It's just a tip. If you were gambling, you would have got 10 times this.
Woulda?
Behind you! Behind you! Make a hole, people! I'm going down!
Oh, my God. What's going on?
Welcome to March Madness and Gamblers Anonymous.
Christy, saved your seat.
Thanks. This is crazy.
Yeah, a lot of people bottom out in March.
Ugh. In AA, it's New Year's.
In my sex addiction group, it's Easter Sunday. No one's quite figured out why.
So, how you doing?
Good. Hey, are you aware of these new live betting apps on your phone?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not. What are they?
Fastest way to wind up living in your car again, Lucy.
I lost my car last month. Stupid Super Bowl.
So I was cocktail waitressing, and these guys were making live bets, and they may have solicited my opinion on a few scenarios. And I killed it. I ended up with $600.
Gambling?
Well, they gambled, and then they tipped me when they won. So I didn't gamble, right? Please say yes. Please say yes.
No, you didn't gamble, but you came awfully close.
I know. It's just, I don't want to quit the bar. I'm making great money, and I'm helping out my mom's fiancé.
Okay, let's make a plan. You call me at the beginning of your shift, on your break, and at the end of your shift.
I love that plan. And I can keep my winnings. Tips. Tips. They're tips.
Lucy, what's on your phone?
Porn.
Lucy. You get it back in April.
He knows me.
All right, I know it's been rough. Tammy sacrificed her body for the team. Christy got pretty dehydrated. Somebody stepped on Gus's paw. So today you gotta keep pounding those fluids. Don't be bashful. We got 12 hours of games ahead of us.
Oh, my God.
You got this.
We die together. You can get it done. You can get it done. And what's more, you gotta get it done. All right, bring it in. Barrel works on three. One, two, three.
Barrel works!
Okay, somebody open the doors. Let the madness begin.
I bet you're pretty surprised to see me.
Well, you did call for an appointment.
I bet that surprised you.
Sure.
I just thought I'd prove to you that I'm not clinging to my condition.
Bonnie, you don't have to prove anything to me. I'm pretty much a stranger.
Disappointing. I was hoping this would be a little more adversarial.
Give it time.
All right. So start doing your thing.
How do you know I haven't started already?
Touché. Welcome to the game.
We got hot wings, fiery hot wings, and for Mike, burn my ass like napalm wings.
Otherwise known as a poor man's colonoscopy.
Enjoy.
Oh, don't go. I'm on a cold streak here. I need the magic. Who do you like to make the next basket?
Okay, that was fun yesterday, guys, but I got a lot of work to do.
Oh, come on, Christy. My kids need shoes.
You don't have kids.
Okay, I need shoes.
Fine, but only one. Cincinnati.
Oh, you heard the lady. Cincinnati.
Check it out, Christy. I'm getting it done.
Oh! And boom goes the dynamite.
Way to go, Christy.
Oh, we're coming up on the end of the half. It's going to be an odd or even score.
I'm sorry, you guys. I got to walk away now. Hi, how we doing here? Anybody need more? Screw it. Put 20 on odd, 40 on Auburn to cover the first half spread, and show me the odds on the North Carolina game. Faster!
So to recap, your Bonnie bullet points are abandoned as a little kid, kicked out of 12 foster homes, never my fault. On my own by 16, full-blown addict and criminal by 18, sober at 50, and hopefully by 60, doctor lawyer.
You know, it sounds like your ADD actually served you quite well.
What are you talking about?
Your childhood was a nightmare, and your ability to check out from that might have saved your life.
So I should be grateful that I've got ADD?
It may have been a very helpful coping mechanism. It allowed your brain to avoid some pretty terrible feelings.
Huh.
But you're in a safe place, so you can allow those feelings to come up and be healed.
Okay.
So what are you feeling, Bonnie?
I feel pretty pissed off, Trevor.
You have every right to be.
I do?
Yes. Your life was heartbreaking.
Uh-huh.
If I were you, I'd feel pretty enraged at what had happened to me.
Yeah.
The trauma of your childhood informed every moment of your life since then.
Oh, my God! I'll see you next week. Don't let this discourage you in any way.
Hey, Christy, come on. I got a dozen drinks here that need to go out.
Tammy's got it.
It's true, I'm unstoppable. Hey, if you see your drink, take it. Come on.
Yeah!
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Okay, I was gonna call.
But you didn't.
Well, I was busy. And I was just having fun.
Yeah, you were having fun. Because you were gambling.
Here's what I think happened. I didn't care about the gambling. It was about the camaraderie. Everybody rooting for the same team. I don't have that in my life. In law school, everybody's rooting for me to fail. I didn't even care if I won money. I wanted to be a part of something bigger than myself.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a load of crap.
Jeez. In AA, we're nice to each other.
Yeah, and in AA, you get camaraderie. You got it in GA, too. But don't be telling me you're doing this to be a part of something. You're doing this because you're an addict. And in this case, the drug is adrenaline.
So you think I slipped?
I do.
Yeah, me too. I'm so pathetic. I'm never gonna get this.
Oh, so you go right to the pity party?
Again, no need to be mean.
Look, you've been slinging cocktails in there night after night. Now, were you ever once tempted to take a drink?
No.
Okay. And that's because you've been sober for how long?
5 years.
And how long you've been trying to quit gambling?
5 minutes.
You're a newcomer. It'll get easier. One day at a time. The rule is, you do not gamble, no matter what.
All these rules.
It was really just the one. So, can I let you go back in there to work, or do I need to take you home?
I'll be okay. My gambling buddies will be pissed, but I'll be okay. Hey, if you're hungry, we serve great chicken wings.
Yeah, I'm 64 years old, and there isn't enough Prilosec in the world. We'll have a beer, though.
Show off?
Yeah, nothing spare.
I'm seeing what you do in a whole new light now.
I'll treasure that.
So now that you like the therapist I recommended, are you going to be nice to me?
He's a therapist, not a gallon of gin.
I'm just hoping we don't have to listen to you complain about your ADD anymore.
No, because it saved my life. What you're not going to see me do anymore is edit my anger.
Is that something you do?
I don't know. I'm finding my way. But I've been told by a professional that I have every right to be angry.
Oh, goody. Let's hope the therapy helps you deal with that anger in a healthy way.
No promises, Marge.